Nedarim, Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet. Stam Nedarim Lahachmir, Upirusham Lahokul. We mentioned this klal before. And that is that when you read the Lashon, when you interpret the wording that a person makes a neder with, there's a tzad to define it, lefi the chumrah, because he meant to make a neder. So define it in a way that would be a neder. However, simultaneously, there's also a halacha which seems to be a steer to this, pirushim lahakal. If the pirush that comes out is lahakal, that's also fine. Now, this is a little bit sasum. What's lechumrah, what's lekula? What's the stam nedarim? And what's pirushim? So let's explain. Keta. Omar hare olai kibosim maliach, kiyein nesach. Person says, on a certain thing they doesn't want to eat. He's trying to asur it. And he says, hare olai. Either he asks a person or a thing. That loaf of bread should be olai kibosim maliach. Bosim maliach is meat which is salted. Or if you want to say that a little bit differently, meat which has to be salted. What's that? There's a mitzvah say to be maliach kabonis. So l'chari is referring to a carbon. What he's really saying is, hare that loaf of bread, hare ze olai ki carbon. Ki yei nesach, one could read ki yei nesach like a dover ha'osur, avay dezar. We had before that if a person says, this kika lechem should be osur to me, like a dover osur, like avay dezar, it's a vada natchal, it's a dover osur, not a dover anodur. But ki yei nesach could be described as nesachim that will run the base of English, it's a carbon. Im shel shamayim nodar, if he was miskavin taka for a korban or for yayin, that's what kravah gabi mizbeach, osur. Im shel avaydizora nodar, mutter. If he meant lavaydizora, the aloch is its mutter. That means if he spoke out, he told us what he meant, so then we're mefarish, lefi what he says. But what happens, let's say he doesn't tell us. Well, let's say more than that. This is a straightforward case where he said it. I said the words. I wasn't mechavin more than what the words mean. What's the stummiest of the words? Vim stam also. Why? Because when a person says something, the pashas is that he means that what he's saying should have a meaningful chalois. So mamil, the way it would be chal would be if it's a dover anodr, not a dover also. So he means kekarbon. Harel like kecherem. There are two types of charamois. There's a cherem, we discussed this before in the beginning of Perek Aleph. There's a cherem shel shamayim. If he meant cherem shel shamayim, which is like a neder, cherem shamayim is when that's given over to Hegdish. Cherem koyanim is a kedusha that's chal on it, that it comes liad koyin. So mele, it's not really a kedusha, it's just momen koyanim. That's not a dover hanodur. So mele, when he says hareya like cherem, he says that loaf of bread should be like cherem. Im kecherem shel shamayim, if he means that which is a dover anodah, like a hegdish, also. Vim kecherem shel kehanim, if he meant kecherem shel kehanim, which is just mom and kehanim, the halach is mutter, vim sosam, is also. Because l'chari he meant to say his words in a meaningful way, it means kecherem shamayim. Hareya like kemaiser, im kemaiser behema nodar, also. Maiser behema is every tenth behema goes through the door, and the tenth is branded, we say kodesh. So that's something which is created al yedei the dibur ha'adam, and therefore it's considered a dover hanodur, and one could be matvis a dover hanodur in that, and it's meaningful legabi nedarim. Vim shel goyren, if it means meiser from produce, from the b'loshon goyren is where it becomes mechuyev. Produce in the field doesn't become mechuyev in trumas meisers; it becomes mechuyev only when it's in the silo, when it's nigmar melachtei meruach. So mele im shel goyren, if he means over here tevel, which has a chiyev. We already had in the first perek, or rather in the first mission of the second perek, that kechalasan kitrumoso is not a dover anodur. So the same thing would be over here. You have a shayla of interpretation, and the shayla is how to define what he's saying. So whatever he means, that's what the neder is. Vim sosam is also same idea. Hareya like kitrumo, im kitrumas halishka nodar, where it's a truma, that's it. Trumas halishka is the possessions of the Beis HaMikdash, which line the lishka that has the mom and hegdish that comes to the Makdash Shekel. That's a dover anodur, because you have to be magdish it. Also, vim shel goyrin, again, if it's tevel, then it's a dover also, refer to what we explained in Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. Vim sosam also, divrei Reb Meir. So Reb Meir is the one who's saying this whole idea of the things that are subject to two interpretations. One is a dover anodur, one is a dover also. One is something that makes a neder, one is something that doesn't make a neder. We say, stam, nedor lahachmir. Because normally a person says something in a meaningful way. He meant to ask it. But the words can be interpreted that way. That's the way we see the words. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue on that in principle. He just makes one point. The stamiyus haloshon of truma, which we're saying is subject interpretation, and then the stam we would interpret l'chumra, not so simple. Stam truma b'Yehuda asura. Yehuda, which is korev to the Beis HaMikdash, so normally we interpret it in the context of Beis HaMikdash. However, begolil, which is further away, so people are not giving so much to Trumas HaLishka. So Mele, it's muteres. The Stom of the Lishna does not include Trumas HaLishka. Ain't actually Golil Makirin as Trumas HaLishka. Stam Charomim, B'Yehuda Mutorim, the Stam Cherim, that's B'Yehuda refers to Charomis of Kehanim. U'begol Asurim, Shein actually Golil Makirin as Chem HaKehanim. This is the converse. That over here, the Anshe Golul don't really associate with Chem HaKehanim, so the Stam the Lishna is a Loshen of Iser. So Reb Yehuda has this knetch that it's totally in Mokke. But the idea basically is the same, that if it would be an open-ended Loshen, Avadi would have to interpret L'chumra. Mishnehei, Nodar Becherim V'omar. He said on a certain Kika Lechem or a certain piece of chocolate cake, Harezo Alay Kecherim. And then he explains, Loinodarti ella becherim moishol yom. A cherim is like a net. It's something that traps. It's something that removes. That it's like an obstacle. So the word cherim in Lashon HaKodesh could also be used on a net that's spread to catch fish. Shavi says, no shaks to nidon. It's a dova shol choyl. He says, Loinodarti ella becherim moishol yom. Or let's say he says, Harezo alay kekarbon. Bekarbon. I didn't mean a korban, Beis HaMikdash dik, say the kochim dik. I meant korban shel melachim. These are presents that are given from one kingdom to another. Deroinois, the Gemara says. Hare atzmi korban, he says on himself. That he's a korban. He's not making himself into a korban. A person can't make himself into a korban oilo. It's only in concept. Ayid is supposed to be a carbon oil. But he says, over here, any carbon olecho, I'm like a carbon that you can't be neder for me. He's asking my nor, which is the regular type of neder. And then he explains, I didn't mean that I become osu to you. I meant to something that I have in my house. I don't understand exactly what this is. An etzem that he has, a bone that he has in the house, where He said a loshon which could be construed as an isser korban of the person on somebody else, an isser ano, but he only means it on something that's in his house. Or let's say he says koinom ishti nenesli, the loshon neder that his wife is not allowed to be nena from him. Va'omar loy nodarti, I never met my wife now. Chas v'shalom v'chi v'ino. El be'ishti harishona shegirashti, I meant never to be mahana, my first wife. That makes sense. He's asking up his ex. All these types in the Dorim, since he explained it, we believe him. We don't say he's not Neman. He's the authority to interpret his net. He doesn't need Nerechot. He doesn't need a lie detector. All he needs to do is say this is what it is. And we understand that a neder is an expression of what's inside a person. The only one who can be believed. What he's thinking is he and himself. Vim nishalu. If the question is asked, it's interesting halacha. You don't find too many places in Shas. If the one who asked the shaila is an amoritz, that he's not really neman objectively to say what he thought of, because there could be all sorts of thoughts mixed up. He doesn't understand objectively the difference between a neder that's chal and a neder that's not chal. So, Miller, we want to keep things clear that there shouldn't be any confusion. Is Oinshin Oisoi, we're machmir on him, machmir in Alehem, not to just let it go because it's a charoto, but only with a Pesach Mimokamacha, we had such a similar aloch in Perek Aleph. We're machmir, we find Nidorim. Nidorim is something that a person could easy come, easy go, just verbal. So, in certain cases, we don't want to pierce us Hador. That's also a little bit strange because we're not so into Nidorim. But Amol, it would seem like this was a common way of a person losing himself and just getting ungehitz and being neider. So mele machmir aleim divrei Reb Meir v'chom moimim poischol and pesach mimokam acher. So we just said pesach mimokam acher. The Reb Meir just meant machmir in alehem. It's only with a Pesach. Again, we haven't really gone into this, but there's a being matir neder b'charoto, where a person kind of elech just doesn't want the neder anymore. That's one level. Another level is a Pesach, where there's a reason why what he was neder is gebayt on a mistaken assumption, and that's harder than just being matir b'charoto. And that's the shita of Remeir. The Chacham say over here that you can't be samech on them at all. You have to kilu tell the Sama Oretz, yeah, the Ned is chal, and then open up a Pesach mimokam acher, umelamdin oisam kadesh la yinugu kalas reish bin adarm. You have to do it with an Eretzkeit in order to shtal avek that there shouldn't be kalas reish bin adarm. Like we said, this is something that people can be makel on without really chapping the severity, the seriousness of the sinya, and that's why Chazal instituted in certain cases to be machmir.